I met trouble in these streets with a crooked smile and crooked teeth. Oh yeah. Caught me in the crossfire. We go way back to elementary. Played wicked games like hide and seek. Oh yeah. Playing in the barbed wire. Welcome to the dark side. Now we cross the fine line. Sharpen my knife and pray to the sky and blame it on my, blame it on my dark side. My native tongue is double speak. I've got no promises left to keep. Oh no. Doesn't mean I won't try. I've played nice, but I'm not weak. You turn the page, I turn my cheek. Oh yeah. One too many times. Welcome to the dark side. Now we cross the fine line. Sharpen my and pray to the sky and blame it on my, blame it on my dark side. When you know what I know, this is how the mighty fall. All these folks selling souls from the trunks of their cars, and you fell for their charm. Welcome to the dark side. Now we cross the fine line. Sharpen my knife and pray to the sky and blame it on my, blame it on my dark. Welcome to the dark side. Now we cross the fine line. Sharpen my knife and pray to the sky and blame it on my.
Your song Dark Side was featured on an episode of Teen Wolf last September. What was the inspiration for that song?
Well, actually, I was in Nashville when I wrote that one. I wrote it with my friend Justin Morgan. And we went out for a quick bite at Chick-fil-A, got some chicken strips, and then came back and we're like, let's write a song that's like dark and moody and mysterious. And it really was just more of a, you know, creative project. It wasn't really like, for me, I didn't think that it would make it on the album. It was more like, let's just write something fun and mysterious. Almost like, you know, I think in a way it was like, let's do something that could work for a TV show or a film. But you never know if that stuff will land there. You just kind of try, right? And so we did it just as a fun project. And then MTV picked it up. And we were, you know, obviously thrilled and really surprised. And yeah, I still... probably up until like a week before we submitted the song to Universal to set it up with iTunes and Spotify and set it up for distribution, I was thinking about it and I was like, you know what? This song has become, it has a life of its own and it's become like a fan favorite. And I never would have expected that. And I never planned on putting it on the album, but I was like, fans love it. So let's just include it on the album. So that's how it came to be.
You've won 2 Juno Awards, a Western Canadian Music Award, and countless others, including the Billboard World Song Contest and the John Lennon Songwriting Contest. Your music has charted in the top 10 on Billboard, and your songs have been featured on television programs that also include CTV's Saving Hope. Which of your musical accomplishments makes you the most proud?
You know what? I think all of those are great. I mean, the Juno, I think, in 2 Junos, that was, to me, that was... such a shock. I think I was like 18 when I got my first one, and I never saw that coming. You know, I kind of thought it was a joke. I was like, this is like the most elaborate practical joke ever. Even Jan Arden isn't on it because she presented the award to me. But you know, it really was just super surprising, and I didn't expect that at all. But then, you know, I think when I meet young artists that, you know, I think a lot of times fans or just music fans in general. I think, you know, people, there's always going to be the haters that comment on your YouTube video and tell you, you know, that they think your song is terrible. But there's a lot of, for every one of those, there's a lot of people that you find out years later, you know, that didn't comment, that didn't say something, that come up to you in a shopping mall or drop you an email on Facebook or whatever and say, hey, your songs have really encouraged me, or they really helped me get on my own, start my own journey to become an artist. And then that stuff there is like, oh, it means so much. It makes it so much, so worthwhile, because, you know, all those, the awards collect dust, and, you know, it's really nice at the moment when it happens, and it's nice to put on a bio, but that stuff, it lives beyond, you know, beyond that, the moment where you get the trophy. It's the stuff where it's affecting people's lives that you don't know and, you know, might never meet. It's pretty cool. That's the stuff that I'm really grateful to be a part of, because you just never know. You never know how you're affecting someone's life with the work that you do.
You're currently on tour and have already stopped in New York and Nashville, not to mention a sold-out opening show in Toronto. And you have shows coming up here in Salmon Arm on February 18th, as well as at Habitat in Kelowna on the 19th and the Rickshaw Theatre in Vancouver on the 21st. Where can we go to get tickets for those?
Yeah, you can get tickets for all the shows at sebellmusic.com. That's S-E-B-E-L-L music.com. For the Salmon Arm shows, you can actually get the tickets at Acorn Music and at Driver's Car and Truck Sales as well. Yeah, I can't wait to come back. It's going to be a really fun show, and hopefully they're packed out. So far, we're looking good, so I think it'll be a really fun show.
I'd like to take us out with your song, Island. What can you tell me about that one?
Well, Island, I wrote with a guy named Danny Burke in Los Angeles, and Danny's just an amazing human being and just super talented producer and writer, and I think we just wanted to write something kind of breezy and kind of tropical feeling, and I think I was also on the road a lot. I was, you know, living out of a rental car, sleeping on friends' couches and in spare bedrooms, and so I think for me it was a song that was not to be a bummer, but it was a song that was about being lonely and realizing, like, oh man, like, I've been pretty independent for most of my life, and suddenly I'm hitting a wall where I know that I need people. And I know that, you know, I especially, you know, with the relationship that I had in Toronto and the friends that I had in Toronto, where they're 3 hours ahead all the time, I was like, I would get out of a session and I wouldn't be able to call anybody because they'd all be sleeping. Mm-hmm. And so yeah, I think that was the premise for that song, was just kind of, we need each other. We need people in our lives. We can only go so far on our own.
That is so relatable. Thank you so much for joining me for Indie Beat.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your time.
Two AM, island time. I'm at the bottom of a bottle to clear my mind. And the room is high, double time. I wanna dance with somebody who loves me. And I've seen enough to know that something's off. In the corners of the rooms where I end up. And it's everything I want but not enough. Feel that warm breeze, plastic palm trees. So I'm calling you tonight. it's wrong. I've just never felt this far from home. Hit you up cause I'm alone. Just wanna be with somebody who, somebody who loves me.